This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, good Tuesday to you. 617-779-7937 text line. 37937. So we're not here to do play-by-play with the Bruins, but we can tell you this. It ain't playing out very well, and it's not even the end of the first period.
They stink.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. So you like my nickname, Corposalo Six-Hole? Six-Hole Corposalo? Because that's what we're looking. I mean, yeah, he wears 70, but this game could be 7-0.
This dude has me worried about him just being the backup this year.
Well, see, here's the thing. When you've had two quality starters, you kind of get spoiled, right? You feel like, hey, whoever, and this has been the kind of the conversation about Swayman, is what is he going to look like? Oh, Boqvist just went down.
Yeah,
bad.
That doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. Okay. Can Swayman handle a whole load? Pause. And at the same time, can your backup be a decent backup when you know he can't handle a whole load? Pause. In that, like what happened in Ottawa. So, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. Idealistically, what would be happening right now is that this would still be 0-0.
Yeah. I mean, that second goal, there was kind of traffic around. I thought maybe the first one he could have got to, but...
Well, that happens with a goalie, you know.
It's not that good.
That's part of the game planning. So, here's the thing, John. Here's my concern. You heard the statement. Continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting to get different results, is called insanity.
Yep.
Call me insane. I'm going to give you six Eastern Conference teams. You tell me where they are in the playoffs. Okay? All right? Where do they go out in the playoffs? Bruins. I'll give you the Bruins. I'll give you the Rangers, the Panthers, the Lightning, Hurricanes, Leafs. That sounds pretty much like the face of the Eastern Conference playoffs, does it not, for the most part?
I would say that's probably the core of six of it.
Right, okay, so you would say who would go the furthest?
What was the sixth team again? Sorry, I have to turn
the Leafs. The Leafs were sixth.
Okay. Bees, Rangers, Lightning, Carolina, Toronto. What am I missing?
Rangers.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I still think the Panthers are the best team.
That's right? What I have as one, yep.
Yeah, like to me, they're still the best team in the East. And now they have that championship experience, which I think there's something to be said for that, right? Not only have you gone all the way to the cup, you actually won it. So I think I have them right now going the furthest, and not just based off, Bruins scored, but not just based off what we've seen tonight.
All right. Shorthand too, was it?
Yeah, there we go. All right.
There you go.
Crazy
all
what right, happens man. When you shoot the puck.
Yeah.
Crazy what happens when KJ Lyons talk about him. I mean, now we're not going to talk about him to a 4-2 lead, but that's a possibility. So I have Panthers 1. I have Rangers 2. I think the Rangers, because they were right there at that cusp last year and how they went out, which really they gave up their series more so than I think they really lost
that
it.
Have two or three overtime games in that series?
Right. So I think they're right behind the Panthers at 2. Now here's where it gets interesting. You have the Lightning, the Hurricanes, the Leafs, and the Bruins left. Who do you put at 3?
So if you're asking me, I actually put the Bruins at 2, but for the purpose of this, I'll put them at 3.
There's no way I put the Bruins ahead of the Rangers right now. No way. You see how the Bruins weren't taking shots? And hello, they've got one of the best goaltenders in the world with the Rangers.
See, what I think's going to happen, and what I hope happens, is that Florida and the Rangers find a way to play themselves before the conference final. Because I think the Bruins, honestly, I think the Bruins are capable of getting to the conference final. Like, look, what you said about the Rangers was right. I mean, this is a Bruins team that took the Panthers to 6 games. 2 of them were 2-1 losses, I think. So they were kind of hanging in there with them. They didn't have the offensive firepower, and they didn't do a good enough job clearing their zone. I think their offense is better, and I think they'll be better getting the puck out of the zone. Tonight, so far, notwithstanding. But I actually think the Bruins this year, with Lindholm and Zadorov, are better built to win in the playoffs than they were last year.
And yet you have what's going on in the goaltending tonight. Like, so this is why I bring that up. I think some of us want to say Bruins 2, right? But the honest answer might be Bruins 3 or 4, which puts you where?
That would second round, right?
There we go. We're right back where we started, folks. And so are we not kind of hoping, wishing on a star? Because, look, I'm one of those people. I'll never forget this, John. Last year or the year before, because it all runs together. It was 2 years ago. Remember when it was like, oh, my gosh, they're about to do a 30 for 30 on this Bruins team. It's absolutely unreal how they are starting. I remember getting a call here when the Bruins were like 8-1-1, and someone wanted to complain about Charlie McAvoy. I'm like, they're 8-1-1. What is there to complain about? But at the same time, by the end of the season, did you have a complaint?
Yeah.
Last year, that's the team that I thought actually could win, could go further, because there was less pressure of this kind of the last ride of the guys from the season before, okay? So I'm like, okay, this could be the team that people don't expect to be as great as last year's team. I don't think too many teams really have ever existed that way, points-wise. And then, hey, look, they started surprising people, but what happened? That slow burn towards the end of the season, you remember? Like, oh, gosh, it was like a bad game of shoots and ladders. It's like, okay, yeah, you get into the playoffs. But, gosh, it doesn't really feel good towards the end of the season. People are like, oh, like, what is going to happen? Remember at one point they could have fallen to seventh?
Yeah, and then you got that matchup with Toronto who took you to seven, and then it's right. Like you still have the Panthers right after that.
Right, you're selling hope, and then you get the Panthers who did you in the year before that broke kind of your heart when everything was supposed to be the last ride, and they were the low seed, and you lose in the first round. And then they kind of do you in, and they go on to win the entire thing. It almost feels like the Panthers, with their heart, have surpassed the Bruins when it was supposed to be the Bruins stepping into this role. That's why I pray that the Bruins are two, because then it's a change of something. But if they're three or four, they're out. They're out in the second round again.
Yeah, and I think this Bruins team is better built to win in the playoffs, maybe even than the team a couple of years ago that had all those regular season points, just because by average weight, they're actually the heaviest team in the league, but they still have the skill element of guys like Pastrnak, Zacha, and obviously Swayman, I think, over the long haul will be good. So I think they're better built to win in the postseason than they were a year ago, maybe even, despite how much they loaded up, maybe even better built than they were 2 years ago to win in the postseason.
But see, you mentioned Pasta, right? What was the scream during the Toronto series? Remember, Jim Montgomery comes out and says, we need players. We need Pasta to step up. Yeah. So he's called by name.
He scored that winner in game seven.
Right. Right. But leading into that, you really do have to ask yourself, if this guy's supposed to be one of those guys in the league, if you say, give me your five best forwards in the league, Pasta, people are going to put that name in there, and rightfully so, but just in the same way we make the argument, people make the argument about Lamar Jackson in football, you'd have to make the argument about Pasta's like, hey, man, you could do all this great stuff during the regular season. You'd be a points monster. Everything. Playoffs, where are you? And so that's one of those things, like, I can't buy in until I see them improve on things at the end of the season. Like, I've seen them have one of the best records in the history of the sport and do nothing. I've seen them have a very good team and slide towards the end, but I felt like I could catch people and do nothing. Why should I be excited until we get to the playoffs?
Yeah, no, and I think it's a fair point. I think a lot of people around here, and I think the Bruins just gave up yet another goal, Sam Reinhart on this one, but I think a lot of people around here, KJ, and there's plenty of diehard Bruins fans like myself. You know, I love the Bruins, but there's a lot of people that are kind of have the attitude of wake me up if they get to the conference final, because there's been so much of the first and second round losing that it's wake me up when you get to the conference final. And it's also, too, because the NHL playoffs are just so freaking long. But I think there's an element of that in New England of it's like, all right, these guys kind of broke our hearts, not just the last 2 years, but 2020, even in the, I know it was the bubble, but they were one of the best teams in the league before COVID, came back with the same roster and lost in the second round in five games to the Lightning there. So this isn't a new thing of them losing maybe earlier than we projected.
Right. Why should I break my heart in December?
Right.
Why? 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 Yeah.
I said, I think they're better and more equipped to win in the postseason this year, but I understand the sentiment. I mean, how many times have they done it before? Like, I get it.
Here's the other thing. I've got to say this just because I'm a bit of a humanitarian. Okay, NHL, I know it's opening night. I know you're trying to get eyes as on the best possible matchup you can get. But literally, I-75 runs you right into Sunrise, Florida, where the rink is for the Panthers. Do you know what's happening right now eastbound on 75 in Florida going towards Sunrise, Florida? It is pretty much bottleneck across the Everglades because people are trying to evacuate from a Cat 4.5 hurricane. Like, why? Like, I don't get that. If you've got people trying to evacuate 10 miles from the stadium, like, they're all trying to come in. You're like, oh, yeah, we're still going to go on with the game. Look, I know you want to see your hockey, and I get it. It's opening night. It's the rematch. People want to see. But at some point,
this guy stinks. Fourth goal given up. That one was a bad one.
Get him out of here.
Bro, wow. And put in who?
I'm sorry to interrupt your hurricane coverage. Oh, I'd put Swayman in now, second period. Dude, you just signed it.
Yeah, the dude's probably still in Dockers on the. He's probably in sneakers.
He's sitting there on the bench, man.
He cannot be worse than Corposalo. Yeah. There's no shot.
I told you Corposalo may end up giving up seven, and it's only what? Look.
And here's my question, too. Brandon Boosie, is he worse than this? I mean, this is the guy they chose Corposalo over him.
Like, oh, so we're going to have two Drake Mays in one day?
No, right. No kidding. But, like, I know Boosie. I mean, what does Boosie play, Zach? You might know, like, 4 or 5 games in the NHL. I know it's very limited.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if he's even actually made his regular season.
I thought he had played a few last year, but I could be wrong. But point being, I can't imagine him being worse than this.
And here you got people leaving Naples, Florida, and Fort Myers. And if you've ever driven across the Florida Everglades, it's kind of like, there's no gas stations except for, there's like two stops, really. People are just sitting.
I did see a report earlier that 16% of all gas stations in Florida were out of gas.
And you got 18,000 people in there like, yeah, it's a hockey game. Here's the thing. My daughter, of course, I remember, John, we talked on the internet. My daughter is like on the verge of getting engaged.
Yes.
Well, they were, I could tell the story because I know she's not listening. They were going to fly to Miami. They got their flights canceled a couple days ago, and they were flying down Thursday. Thursday, the hurricane will be through there. They have closed like 5 major airports in Florida. Really, the only place you could fly out of is Miami.
Yeah.
And so, like, let's just say the game ends, because the way these goals are going, that means it's stoppage of play. I mean, my goodness, they're almost 1 hour in, and you've just finished the first period because you've been giving them up left and right. They may not get out of there until 10 o'clock, pack up everything, the whole nine. Maybe they get to the airport at midnight. Oh, guess what? The storm's supposed to start sneaking in probably around 10 or 11 tonight into Florida, where you will see rain in the Miami area. And I'm just wondering, like, why cancel the ring ceremony that was outdoor 2 days ago for the Panthers? They canceled that.
Yeah.
But you have the game the night before. One of the worst hurricanes in the history of the state of Florida is on its way. And even though you're not a direct hit, the one road that gets people from the west to the east efficiently is backed up. And then you're going to stick 18,000 people right there to add to the traffic. Like, it's Florida being Florida.
Yeah. And on that point, as I know we've talked about this before, but like this coming weekend, my wife's running the Chicago Marathon. And she was telling me a lot of runners from Florida are having to withdraw because they can't even travel. They can't leave Florida. Obviously, they have to be around their home. So, I mean, that's an event that's not even until Sunday already right. being affected. And I honestly thought they might have moved this game, either moved it up hours-wise or just said, hey, we're going to play it in December
They weren't going to move it up hours-wise because you need it for primetime television. And after all, aren't they forcing us a Utah game down our throats tonight?
That's coming up next. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well. Don't. You know. Like. If it's the Arizona Coyotes, don't tell me it's chicken salad, right? You know. So it's
gotta
still
get Bedard on national television.
I'm a little excited for the Utah hockey team. More just so for the people of Utah. I know what you mean. It's the Arizona Coyotes.
I can't wait till they have family night where there's like 4 fathers and like 78 wives there, and the rest are kids. Okay, send the emails to KJ@WEEI for that joke right there. But that's a funny Utah joke.
We of the great state of Utah.
Family night at a Utah hockey game. The little intel.
They're going to get the Mormon moms and TikTok on there.
Well, hey, you know, hey, well, they've already got sweaters on. Do you put on another sweater over that dress? Because that would just look old. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking Belichick. To the Jets, potentially? I'm not sure. And here's why I have a theory why that's not happening. We get to that, plus, of course, the big story of the day. Drake May will be starting against Houston this Sunday at home, but right now it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bruins kicking off their regular season campaign tonight in Sunrise, Florida, taking on the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Juna Corposalo got the start in net for the Bees, and, well, KJ just said it, but he's living up to his title as the
statistical... Send him to Utah! Offer him five wives!
He's living up to his name as the statistical worst goaltender in the NHL last year. Panthers lead the Bruins 4-1 after one.
God.
Big news on the Patriots front this afternoon as Adam Schefter is reporting that the team has made the decision to start third overall pick Drake May in this weekend's matchup against the Houston Texans. Pats welcome Houston to Gillette on Sunday, kickoff set for 1 p.m. In other NFL news, the New York Jets announced today that they fired head coach Robert Saleh after Sunday's loss in London to the Minnesota Vikings. Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich has been named the interim head coach. In addition to the Bruins, there are two other NHL games as part of the season kickoff. Kraken and Blues faced off in Seattle this afternoon. Blues won that one 3-2. Later tonight, the Blackhawks head to Utah to take on the Utah Hockey Club in their franchise debut. Puck drop set for 10 p.m. Pair of National League Divisional Series games going down tonight. Phillies and Mets faced off at Citi Field. Mets won that one 7-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. And the Dodgers and Padres shipped their series to San Diego. First pitch set for 9:08. That series tied at one game apiece. Sad Red Sox news today as Red Sox Hall of Famer Louis Tiant has passed away at the age of 83. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ and Lions coming up after this.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We're back to KJ and Lions on WEEI.
KJ and Lions on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out. That was Adam Schefter from ESPN on the afternoon show with Andy Hart and Christian Arcand. I say that, I see their name backwards because they do it to us all the time. It's just a little petty stuff here. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But look, it doesn't matter, but it's almost like, you know.
Are you saying my name should never come first?
No, I'm just saying.
Zach Coe, I think that's what he said.
No, that's
what it sounds like.
That is the, you know what? That is the absolute craziest thing that people mention in this industry. It's only because of the syllable cadence. Okay, there's two syllables in Lions, two in KJ.
Should we just call it the Zach Coe Show?
No, like because he's not here. You know, well, yeah. You know what? We just call ourselves the WEEI Evening Show.
I want my name on it. No way, KJ.
Wait, no. I mean, it's all a possibility. Look, I'm just one of those who's just kind of like, you know, I don't know why people get twisted about that, and yet I just got twisted about it, did I not?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it's a territorial thing.
No, it's...
I don't know. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying like people that do.
People that do. I think what it really comes from is just kind of like who's been in the market and has, you know, the recognition for a longer period in the market. That's all it is. I mean, you've been here, what, a year?
Well, I've been in the market longer, but I've been in the station over a year.
Like, how long have you been on, like, professional broadcast over the year?
3-4 years-ish.
Okay, so, yeah. So
a year, only, like, a little over a year.
Yeah, so I was doing mornings at another, like, I used to compete against Greg in the morning. I used to compete against Greg in mornings and Wiggy when he was at another station. We were all doing mornings against each other. So, and then if I got here after you did, it would be Lines and KJ.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Though probably my former partner would say, well, now, wait a minute, I was in queue before you were here. And I don't know. Age before beauty, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But I think what we're getting to with Belichick here let's do Belichick first, and then we'll get to the firing Robert Saleh. So Belichick, I still don't believe is coaching. is going to go back to coaching. I know you adamantly believe that. Yep. I think the Jets are just the sexy thing because it's available now. And again, this is the same ownership group that he reneged on his deal. Like, the worst thing you could do in this industry is go back on a contract that you signed and then go to your competitor. Like,
and then he spent 20 years like beating their brains
right.
every
like,
year.
Yeah. I mean, they were calling the Jets game became affectionately known as the homecoming game. Right. So, like, there's no way I think he takes that job, but I don't think he takes any job. And I'm going to go for a little bit of TMZ here. Is you've seen the picture of Belichick with his, I don't even want to say girlfriend because that implies that she's a girl, with his lady because she's a woman.
She's younger than Zach Coe, but yes.
That's okay. You know, I'm younger than my wife. You know, sometimes you have That's to true. Be. Okay. So, you see him in a Taylor Swift Errors t-shirt with his trademark rip at the top of it, I guess, just to kind of get those lats in there.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Yeah, it'd probably go a little smaller, you know, because you got a lot of these, you know, little Vans boys wearing these t-shirts. I'll show you what a real man looks like in one of these Errors t-shirts. But just tell me how this happens. How does Belichick get the respect of players in a locker room if they see him in an Errors t-shirt with a woman that most of them date in their age group? Like, it's almost kind of like, maybe you do this on your own time, but try and coach up men and tell them how they should be and what not to do and so forth and everything. I'm not going to say it all the way out loud. How can I best do this without getting in legal trouble, John?
See, I don't think that is actually going to be an issue for a couple of reasons. One, you do have a player in the NFL who actually dates the real Taylor Swift. But also, I think Bill walks into a room and he's got 8 Super Bowl rings, 6 as a head coach. Guys are going to listen.
I know, like, I can get away with this. Someone might come up to him and say, MB, what are we doing? You have to read through that to get all that. Did you get it?
I did not. But
oh, perfect. That's perfect. Maybe you go back on the Odyssey app and re-listen to the show. You're like, hey, KJ kind of gave a little salvo whistle and he said it in code. Maybe I could pick it up like bass mask back, man. Maybe play it backwards, be like, zzz, 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 KJ is the devil, zzz, 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 something like
yeah,
that.
But KJ's nickname is the Enigma machine.
And KJ is Lewis Cypher.
Yeah,
is Lewis Cypher. No, here's the thing. I think Belichick is really enjoying life, and I think when you're enjoying life with someone who's younger, and let's just say you want more attention, like, they're already kind of like, people say they're, it can never work with us, but you light up my life. I just learned so much from you. And he really enjoys being around her. Last thing you want to do is like, gotta go. Got coaching. Why did you get so cold on me? So I think he's enjoying it, because once you, like, I don't, have you ever taken a picture of you in the same matching outfit with your mate?
I think so. Yeah, I'm sure at some point I have. Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. So there is kind of a little bit of a feel. That's what it feels like with Belichick having that Taylor Swift Errors t-shirt on. Like, this is a message to show I'm enjoying life. She has a lot of say. She has considerable say, because clearly, do you think he went out and bought the shirt himself?
I doubt it.
She bought it for him.
Although, didn't he mention to Courtney Cox on the morning show earlier, like, or last year, that he kind of was a Swiftie? And that was like a big story. Like, he talked about Travis Kelce making the best catch of his life with Taylor Swift.
Right.
Those were concert exclusive.
Yeah, maybe that's a secret. Maybe he's a secret Swiftie.
Well, maybe that's a little perv right there. A little pervish right there. Like, you know, his best catch. Because now, like, because at that time, was Belichick involved with the 23-year-old?
When he said, I don't think.
It wasn't anything public,
right? It was
during
last season that he said it. That's
right. So what he's saying is, a person really considerably younger than me caught my eye, because these are the things that are catching my eye. This is why I think Belichick has that freedom of not having to do the game prep, not being at the facilities at 5 in the morning, stuff like that. You know, out, you know, leaving at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, maybe even sleeping at the facilities and everything. She's not going to just be able to come in and be like, oh, so what are you looking at here on the computer? You know, shut the computer like, I can't, Kim, it's. It's proprietary information right there. He's enjoying life, and someone enjoys his presence. Like, what do you think he enjoys more right now? Sitting around having a nice little glass of wine with his young tenderoni, I use an old term there, or standing in front of a bunch of us yahoos at a press conference trying to ask that gotcha question, and you just going, no, I'm going to just work on that.
Next question.
I think you're giving me a false choice right there, KJ. I think he would enjoy more just coaching and get it. I think he wants to get back.
You just want him to coach more because you want him to get the record, right?
But I think he wants to get the record.
No, you want to see him get the record,
but
right?
But I think he does. And I think that's what, and I think, again, a lot of these appearances, the Manning cast inside the NFL, this you is really, not, he's not just doing that for fun. And he is having fun. I'm not just
he is
that.
Doing that for fun.
But I think there's an ulterior motive that he knows people around the league watch those things, including some team owners. They're going to see a different side of him. Because think about it, if you're another team owner, all you thought of him probably 6 months ago was, yeah, he's a great coach, but he's a jerk. He's tough to work for, and Bob Kraft doesn't like him anymore. Now, what? Maybe you see a different side of him. We know these owners can be fickle. Heck, the San Francisco 49ers owner hired John Lynch to be GM because he liked him on TV. And I know it worked out, but like we know sometimes these guys can be fickle. Like I think that this is a strategy.
So am I part of all of this rehabbing just to get back into the league?
Maybe KJ is.
No.
He's at his house saying, oh, KJ, yeah, I got him. Yeah.
That's no. Obvious. Yeah, here's the thing. I just think the guy is just enjoying himself. Think about it. Belichick made gobs of money. Like, Belichick made so much money coaching that no one really ever knew the real number. Remember we got a whiff of the number? People went, damn!
And I think he's still making it. I bet you every time he's on the Manning cast, they give him like 250 grand for hours a week.
Well, I don't want to give away any secrets, but there's a point system. KJ, how would you know this? I would say, shut up, don't ask me that. But there's a point system, and probably it's just like a cost per point. So Belichick probably scheduled to be on probably all of the Manning cast for the NFL season, and they've got 17, well, they probably have 15 games a season. And so I don't want to figure out what that number is, but there's a good chance that Belichick is probably clearing $200,000 an episode.
That's kind of, and then plus you add in
$3 million
show on it,
yeah, right.
Inside the NFL, like, yeah.
Three, and those probably are, hey, if I appear on McAfee, that counts towards a point as well. So it could be between $3 and $5 million on top of, remember the Belichick might be getting 20? Damn.
Yeah, he's still owed this year from the Patriots.
Damn. That's why you rock the Taylor Swift era shirt, because you're saying, you know what? I'm getting paid. I'm being laughed with. I'm having people laugh. They're enjoying me. I am my own boss, right? I'm my own boss. They don't have him running up there to do SportsCenter. He's doing these commercials where people are calling it with betting commercials. Have you seen those?
Yep.
Yeah, he's having fun. How old's the guy?
What's he, 73? 73?
Yeah. What 72-3-year-old wants to run?
Yeah, he's 72 and a half, I think, actually.
Okay, so when he's 73, what 73-year-old is ready to run back into some facility and have some meeting owner, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Or what feels better? I just think you're so handsome, Bill, says the 23-year-old, where everything is as tight as a soldier's outfit on that, right? So this is my point. If you're 73, you've got so many victories going on. Why kill it with some, not you, John. Oh, go get Shula's record. It's not stopping him. This is not like a guy who's got like 468 home runs and needs to come back to hit 30 or 40 more. This is a guy who's already considered the greatest head football coach of all time. He's going to the Hall of Fame probably before he completes another football season, if he does.
I think there's an elephant in the room here, though, we haven't even mentioned, beyond Shula's record. Wins the Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
You think he really cares about that?
I think there's a little bit, especially the way things ended in New England. I'm telling you, he's going to come back, and he's going to. It's not the Jets either, by the way. He's not going back to the Jets, okay? But it's going to be a team that's capable of contending for a Super Bowl.
And what happens when they don't make it, because anything can happen?
Sure, possible, but that's a risk.
He comes back another year?
I think he's probably going to coach for 2 more years. Yeah, I don't think he's a one and done.
There's no way!
Well, then he's 75, and then he retires. I mean, he wouldn't be the first guy in his mid-70s to be coaching in the NFL.
And how many of them have pretty much won for 20 straight years and have created how many and has eight
that. I don't know
and has part. eight Super Bowl rings.
No, I'm not disputing any of that, but I think he still wants to come back, and I think a lot of this media stuff has an ulterior motive. Not that he's not having fun, but I think that's part of it.
So you don't think ownership asks about, like, okay, like, how much of a distraction is your personal life because you've been putting it on social media?
I think they throw...
Oh, so it's all an act?
I think whether he's dating this girl or not, whatever, I don't think any owner really cares.
He is. There's
I mean,
no way...
some of the personal lives of those owners? Man, I don't
Producer Zach. Producer Zach, tell me there's no way a dude is not rocking a Taylor Swift Eras t-shirt if he isn't dating that person who's in the picture.
But my point is that's irrelevant. Like,
how's that irrelevant? That's real life.
The owner doesn't care. The owner's going to give him $15 to $20 million to coach, no matter who he's dating.
To that point, a lot of the players ended up going to the Eras Tour with their, like, wives and girlfriends. Like, I remember David Andrews and Hunter Henry posted a picture, and they were all dressed
all up. All in the demo.
Yeah.
Belichick at the Eras Tour. Now, maybe he was backstage. That's a possibility. Maybe he's like, here's a shirt coach or what have you. So that could all happen. But the thing is, you still took a picture with it and put it on the Instagrams. You see what I'm saying? You're opening an Instagram account. Like, it's not a midlife crisis because I don't believe in that. I think
he's
sometimes
a little late for a midlife crisis.
No, because think about it. I mean, his whole life has been football. So this is the first thing he's known. And sometimes you might want to watch this. Have a life to work balance. If everything has been worked to this point, you don't have to achieve every single thing. You don't have to go get another Super Bowl. You probably stand in the mirror and say, good God, I'm blessed. There are 25-year-old guys who are looking at me in envy, and I can buy out the entire bar if I want to go that route, and she's still rolling out of here with me. Like, you don't think, you remember when the little piece of video that came out, I don't know where they were, but he comes out of a place at about 6 in the morning. Do you remember that video that
The Ring camera?
Yeah, Ring camera earlier this year.
Yeah.
Like, there are no mistakes when it happens. Like, you think about it. You're the guy who handled Aaron Hernandez until Aaron Hernandez couldn't handle himself anymore. You don't think, hey, this ring, the Ring camera thing, this
know.
Is really...
Look, whether he's dating her or not, and I agree that he is. I know, KJ, I agree with that, but I don't get the point. Like, the owners don't care.
That life may matter more than going back and hearing from some owner and his begging about player personnel and all these other things. I mean, either he has full control or he just continues to enjoy his life full. Like, if you're doing this right now and you're getting $5 million a year to do it, are you poor?
I think he'd still be the Patriots head coach if they hadn't gone for him.
Are you poor?
Obviously not. But I don't, like, the point being is I think he's going to come back, and I think this is all part of that. Yes, he's getting paid a lot of money. Yes, he's having fun. I think this is a dude that, like, listen to him in some of these media appearances, and he sounds like he wants to coach. Sometimes he sounds like he still is.
Or he's sounding competent. Isn't that what they're bringing him in for?
Yeah, but just... watch the way he talks and you listen to what he says, that's what you get away from.
Oh, my God. So, okay, so does he need to talk to her like a head coach, too, to prove that he's going to go back to the game?
I don't know why you keep bringing her up. Like,
because
I get it.
She matters more, I think, than coming back to the game of football.
No, I think that's just so wrong. Like, and I'm not saying she doesn't matter, and I'm not saying he doesn't care about her at all, but I do not think she matters.
Have you ever heard the term, you can't hang with hard legs your whole life?
No.
You know what that means?
No idea. Never heard it.
Like, hey, you can't be with the fellas all the time. And that's what football has been for him. It's just been with the fellas. His family time with his family size primarily has been around what? Centered around what?
Okay, but let's also be realistic. Football. It's not like she's his come on. It's his 23-year-old girlfriend he's having fun with, too.
He dated Linda for 15 years.
He was married before that. Like...
If he gets 15 years out of a 23-year-old, she's still not even 40, and he's probably, I don't know, wheelchair bound potentially.
But I don't know what that has
and
to
she
do with
loves
him
coaching
him next year,
or him not coaching anymore.
I think that's so wrong. I think he's 100%.
I know it disappoints you, but sometimes life gets in the way.
I get it, but if you watch all these appearances and you look at the way things ended in
I'm not going to watch them all.
And you look at the way the type of guy he's been his entire life too, on top of that, the guy's going to coach next year. And also look at all the good jobs that are going to potentially be open.
You think Belichick cares about somebody's job after you have just set the precedent? Like, nobody is going to have
He cares what job is open. Nobody. If the Dallas Cowboys head coaching job is open, that's appealing to him.
And he'll have more say than Stephen Jones?
I didn't say that.
Okay, then why would I take that job?
Take less of a say.
I wouldn't take a job where I've got to answer to a dad and his son. Have we seen that video before?
First of all, there was reports when he left New England that he would have been willing to take a job with less say, including at the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, the Atlanta
Falcons. If you don't want to believe those reports, that's fine.
Well, the Atlanta, my mentor works at our sister station in Atlanta, and I said, hey, they had me on down there. He was like, what happened? It was like, at the end of the day, they believed in the people that they have, and they didn't want to come off of their square, and Arthur Blank had rode with them for all these years, that they weren't going to give Bill that type of power. That's why it fell apart. They were interested in Bill until Bill wanted power. And when they said he wanted power, they were like, you know what? That's not happening. You're not going to just send me over to watch the soccer team. If that goes, we're all going. They're like, okay, well, we don't need him. I just there's nothing that's going to move me off of that square that says that I think Belichick is happy
September,
with his life.
When he's on the sidelines, we can
Or when he's at the next Taylor Swift tour and he's missing the season and they give him $7 million to show up to be on television, I will remind you that sometimes things in life that are personal matter mean more than any type of professional recognition. Chase Shula's dead.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying he is going to come back to coach.
He was dating her when he was interviewing for that Falcons job, and if he got offered that, he would have taken it.
Yeah. Same thing if the Cowboys had decided to hire him last year.
But wait. Okay, let's go back to that, Zach. But he didn't get the job, so maybe you can, guess what? Blossom the relationship now. I can now spend family time with you. I could see the grands. I could go see my son out in Washington to his games. I can go and move about and do these things and don't have to be in one place to do the ESPN job. This is truly amazing. We've almost bled into another break over Belichick and his personal life and choices. It's KJ and Lyons next. I'm trying to figure out what we are doing next. What was it going to? Professor Lyons. Yes, he's either lying or he's telling the truth, but it's still Professor Lyons next. Here on KJ Lyons on WEEI. What a way to go off the rails, man.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Even Stevie Wonder can see that Bill Belichick is in love with that girl. Ain't coming back to football. KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out on a Tuesday. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Remember, that's always the number and the text line number to contact us anytime we're here. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Next hour, we'll get into Drake May returning. I'm sorry, Drake May getting the start against Houston. That's coming at 9. John, it's funny, before we get into Professor Lyons. I love your passion. And it's funny because you were really, really serious about Belichick coming back to coach because you miss him. Is that it?
On a personal level, I do miss him on the sidelines. But I also just think from following him the last 25 years and the evidence I've seen recently, I think he's going to. But yeah, on a personal level, I would enjoy seeing him back. I don't dispute that.
Look at him. Zach, did you notice that little small flex there? He's like, he's coming back. Look, how far back?
Maybe he texted me and said he was coming back.
If he texts you, then you're not doing your job and not having him on the show.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think he's had enough of us, right? After 20 years of being on EE.
No. That you may speak of that all yourself. KJ and Lyons is something totally different because I can go back and have conversations with them about how my dad looks like Harry Carson and how everybody was pulling for him when he was in New York to either, we never thought Parcells would step away. We wanted him instead of Ray Handley. So you look, Belichick, the love goes deeper than you even know. But I also say, sometimes you've got to find one on your arm and you've done it all right because you've done it all. Like the only thing there's no way I think that Bill Belichick thinks about revenge or to prove someone wrong that he could still win another one when
I think he does.
Oh gosh, that's
I
like
agree. I think he does.
Saying that he really
the Dynasty
cares.
Doc, that press conference at the end. Oh,
that's okay because at the end of the day,
it's more about Kraft than Brady. Actually, I think
Well, then, that's the case. Then you know what? Stay out the year. Don't even go back and coach. And you get into the Hall of Fame before Kraft does. There you go. So if it's about being in the Hall of Fame, which I would say I would expect be more on Bill's radar, knowing that you're going, what a better way than to be sitting up there with your orange juice as Bob Kraft has to tell you thank you as you're sitting in the club already. Or even better yet, when they bring up names, you know, to the committees, two thumbs down. How come Kraft can't get through? What is that? You know, so that's a better revenge play because it's what Kraft wants. I don't even think Kraft cares if Belichick comes back and coaches. In fact, he probably wants it to happen because he wants to see some type of failing result. And that could be simple as not winning a Super Bowl. But getting there and putting on that yellow jacket before or coming around with your yellow jacket on and you don't have one yet, you're sticking it to the man.
I think what you said, though, kind of speaks to Bill wanting to come back. Like, if Kraft would hope that Bill would come back and fail, I think it's almost equal that Bill wants to come back and succeed and say, you shouldn't have fired me, this is your fault. I mean, remember even that Wickersham article that came out like right after they fired Bill, and there was a quote in there about Jonathan Kraft and Robin Glazer going around and asking people, hey, why did Bill do this? Why did Bill do that? And Bill told people around him that he thought the Krafts were eroding the culture he spent 20 years building. Like, that is still an open wound, I think.
When is an employee ever gotten revenge on an employer unless they were able to pull revenge off of getting something that the employer wants?
Tom Brady wants? Yeah, the Patriots sure as hell wanted to win another Super Bowl, and Brady went down to Tampa and did it.
They never won one?
After he left, that's the point.
Did Brady come back and retire, get his number retired and given a night?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he still got
another
revenge.
Subtle flex.
But it wasn't...
So the employer still has to pull the cards, because if Brady said, no, I'm going to retire as a Buck, he could do that. Or you go in the Hall of Fame
retire,
as a Buck.
Remember he thanked all the Bucks?
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. That's social media. Social media is like 1,000 times zero.
That was intentional.
Okay, but at the end of the day, Robert Kraft doesn't lose any money, doesn't lose any sleep, he doesn't lose any championships. Oh, he's got championships. He doesn't even lose value on the team as bad as the team is. Robert Kraft is probably one of the last guys to buy a franchise in the pre-NFL dominates the sports days. I mean, his valuation, what, he bought it for $360 million?
I don't even know if it was that much, to be honest.
Yeah, $188 million. I think it was like $188 million. And now it's worth somewhere around $4.2 billion?
Sounds right.
Think about it. The point in that $4.2 billion is more than what I even paid for the team. I ain't losing sleep over what any employee has done.
I could care less. I think the Brady leaving stung him. If Bill does it, it's going to sting him.
If Belichick struts around with a Hall of Fame jacket and they haven't put me in the Hall of Fame yet, well, now I'm kind of on something, because the Hall of Fame represents me and my peers, other owners. So if I've got two employees who are Hall of Fame strutting before me, who gave them their jobs and cut their checks, I then may feel some type of way, because they have what I want. What those guys ended up getting, I provided. I provided it.
I don't think Kraft provided.
He didn't give him a job. He didn't give him a job.
I think you're way off. Like, look, you're right about that. If Bill got in the Hall of Fame before him, that would be good revenge, and it would stink.
Kraft didn't sign off and let Drew Bledsoe go.
I don't disagree with that, but I think you're missing the point here. On Bill's going to get in the Hall of Fame anyway.
I just made the point.
Bill's going to get in the Hall of Fame anyway, and
but
more
if he gets
people,
in first,
and more, he still might get in first anyway.
And
but
that's
Bill's
probably why
in,
you.
Bill's going to get in anyway. And if he gets, A, the wins record, but B, another Super Bowl on top of it, then
that's greedy. That's greedy.
But then that's the bet. That's the real revenge, because he's going to get in the Hall of Fame anyway.
That's not the revenge is I'm walking around. Hey, are you in the Hall of Fame,
Kraft
Mr. Kraft?
Fired him.
Oh, that's fine.
Kraft
Michael Jordan got fired and ended up owning another team.
Yes, exactly. And then he went out and played well after. That was his revenge. He went back and played, and he played really well.
Brady got fired from the Wizards.
Brady got fired by the Patriots, went out and won a Super Bowl the next year.
That's fine. Those are all employee things. But if you're walking around as an employee saying, hey, Kraft, do you have one of these yellow jackets? No, you can't buy it. You can't buy it. So in essence, we'll wait for you to join the club. Now you've got something there that might stroke egos differently. Because if I've cut your check the entire time this whole situation is being gone, I am unfazed. Unfazed. But if you have something that I can't get yet and other peers of mine, like Jerry Jones has one, and I'm wanting one bad, is considering Jerry Jones has one really for winning two championships, I don't have one at all for winning six, but you guys are wearing jackets before me, I'm going to feel some type of way. Look, we're up against the Zach, we have to literally play another break. We'll do Professor Lyons later this hour. It's KJ and Lyons, the final hour next here on WEEI.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.